Hello and welcome back to the Audio DT with Reb T, the Audio Dvar Torah, the show where we talk a few minutes on the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. I'm your host, Reb T. Let's look at this week's Parsha. We're in Vayakel Pekudei, talking about the Mishkan, the different materials, the different items of the Mishkan. Let's look at 35:27, that's Lamed Hey Chaf Zayin. So everybody brought all the different things for the donations. The whole Bnei Yisrael was involved, which is a nice lesson that everybody should be involved in all aspects of the community. Everybody should participate in taking care of the shul, taking care of the mikvah, taking care of the Beis Medrash, taking care of the Beis Knesset and different things. Everybody should make sure to participate, and everybody should have some aspect and some part of contributing and being involved in some manner, whether it be donating a little bit to the shul or helping out the shul, putting away the sfarim. Any aspect you could do to participate in the shul, you should. Just like everybody brought stuff, so too we should as well do our part, our little part, whatever we could do to help out the shul, to help out the Beis Medrash. Every little bit counts. But then it says in the Pasuk, V'anasim heviyu es avnei ha-shoham ves avnei ha-milum l'efo v'la-choshen. The princes brought the shoham stones and filling stones for the ephod and the choshen. Think about the fact that there was a big Mishkan, so many different items, so many different materials, and so many different supplies. The Nesim really brought something very small, minuscule, compared to all the things that had to be done. It's like somebody donated the entire shul, and in the end of the day, somebody donated a couple of chumashim, a couple of siddurim, which is nice, but these were the princes, these were the Nesim. There's nothing else they could have done. So right away, Rashi, quoting the Medrash, picks up on it and explains. Rabbi Nassan said, what prompted the princes, the Nesim, what did the princes see, and these sources come from Chabad, to donate for the dedication of the altar first before the rest of the Israelites, before the rest of Bnei Israel, while in contrast they did not donate first for the work of the Mishkan? This is what the princes said, let the community donate what they will donate, and whatever they are missing, whatever is left to be donated, we will complete. Which seemingly is not such a bad thing to say. You know, everybody, whatever is missing, I'll take care of. Like if somebody tries to fundraise and wants to match and says, whatever is missing, I'll do. But if everybody donates, then there's nothing left to donate. There's nothing left to contribute. There's nothing left to do. So here, that's what they said. Whatever is left, we will complete. But the community was so alacritous, making up that word, was so full of alacrity and so fast and full of zrizus, so full of zealousness, there was nothing left. The community completed everything, as it says, and the work was sufficient. So the princes said, what are we to do? So they brought the shoham stones, etc. Therefore, they brought donations first for the dedication of the altar. Since at first they were lazy, atzilus, they did not immediately donate. A letter is missing from their name, and Vehanasim is written instead of Vehanisim with an additional yud, and that comes from Rabbah, that comes from Bamidbar Rabbah, and also the Sefer Medrash Chaserot Ive Yeseros. And even later on, it explains that there was so much given that refraining had to be done. Hashem had to tell them that the people were restrained from bringing. Because that, the Al-Sheikh explains, when so commanded, refraining from doing a mitzvah is no less a mitzvah than doing a mitzvah. Sometimes not doing is in fact doing. When you don't need to give, also, that's what's recommended here. But there are two things I think we could learn from the idea of the Nesiim here. Number one, Zerizim Makdimin L'mitzvah, Slahavdil, they say, the saying goes, the early bird catches the worm. If you want to get something done, if you want to accomplish something, you want to contribute something, you should be the first one. You should get up early in the morning, get there, get to shul first, get to the seat first, get to the store first, whatever you need to get done, let it do first, because there's nothing like starting out the day early, starting out the day right, starting out the day full of energy and vigor and getting things done, because the early bird gets the worm. Zerizim Makdimin L'mitzvos, those that are zealous, those that are able to jump and fulfill the will of Hashem, and those that are able to help out, those are the ones that jump and run at the opportunity to do mitzvos, to be involved in mitzvos. Interestingly, also, the Mishnah Berurah explains that when we wake up, we should be Gibur Ka'ari. When we get up, we should jump out of bed with the vigor and the strength of a lion to get up and to do the will of Hashem. So the early bird gets the worms. The reason Makdima Lemitzos, we gotta get up and jump out of bed, tackle the day, do as much as we can, use our energy to fulfill the mitzvos and make the world a better place. And Gibor Ka'ari, jumping out of bed, not lumping, schlumping, dragging our feet out of bed, but literally jumping out of the day to tackle the day. And that's why we can't be lazy. We can't be atzelus. I don't like when I see laziness and schlumpiness out there. I like to get up and go, and I like all of us to get up and go, because laziness is not a good quality. You're sitting on the day, all day, sitting on the couch on your phone, not good. We got to be doers. We got to be workers. We got to get up and seize the day. Carpe diem. So that's one thing to learn. But the second thing is the opposite. Even though it's a negative connotation that they waited to see what would be done, it's not the worst thing to donate this or to donate that. A lot of us don't have so much money. A lot of us can only donate X, Y, or Z, and that's nothing to sneeze at, because obviously the Torah still listed, still wrote out what they decided to donate. Even if you only have the money to donate X, Y, or Z, if you could donate a little bit, $100 to the shul, you donate $72, you donate $18, $36, $54, $72, whatever you could donate, any little thing helps, and every little bit counts. Anyone that could donate anything, anyone that could give any little bit of tzedakah, it helps, and it's always good. And that's why I feel like they would. It was mentioned what they did. The Shohem stones was still a wonderful thing, and the Kohen Gadol would walk around with the Shohem stones, with the ephod, and with the choshen. They would walk it around proudly, and they could say, this is what the Nassim donated. Look what they donated. So even if you could only donate something little in the shul, even if it's a tiny little plaque or a tiny little thing or a tiny little mezuzah, proudly do so and proudly be able to be happy with your accomplishments and happy with what you give. So again, everybody should be involved in the community. Everyone should be involved in the base medrash, in the shul, whatever possible. Even if you're putting away chairs or taking out chairs or helping set up the kiddush or helping break down the kiddush or helping to put away siddurim or chumashim or just carrying around the pushka at Mincha Marv. Everyone can do something, and we should all donate our time and our resources and our abilities in any small which way possible to help our shuls and to help our base medrashim. But again, sometimes we're told that we can't donate too much because everything is taken care of, and that's okay. Sometimes we're told there's nothing left to do. You have to refrain. So we're going to refrain, and that's a mitzvah too. So everyone involved have to refrain, and then from this scene, we learn that we have to be Gibor Ka'ari. We have to jump out, and we have to tackle the day early on. We can't be lazy, and we should be Zaras Makdim Lemitzvahs. Jump out, take care of things right away, because then it might not be left to be done. And there's only a little bit to be left. But on the flip side, every little thing we do, even if we're donating a little bit, even if we're giving a little bit, as long as we do something, it's still noteworthy and it's still praiseworthy. So four things we could learn from today. Final recap is that refraining sometimes when we have to is okay. Everyone should be involved in the base medrash, in the shul, doing whatever you can, whatever part you can. Try to jump up and seize the day as much as possible right away. Don't be lazy. And even if there's only a little bit left or you could only donate a little bit, it's still okay and it's still wonderful to participate as much as possible. Join us next time as we talk the Parsha of the Week here on the Audio DT with Reb T.